from the South Point studio. The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear him down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yeah. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh. Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
Did I look at the clock?
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
From the sports book and totally dedicated to the horse player with 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, good morning everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Thursday, almost Friday, but it's a Thursday show, the opening of the four-day Belmont Stakes Racing Festival at Saratoga Springs at Saratoga Race Course, and we come to you live and direct from your gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio, the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube, and we welcome you to the show. We come to you, of course, from Las Vegas on Las Vegas Boulevard at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex. And in this complex, a whole lot of self stuff to do, including maybe even watching us here between the race and sports book at the South Point studio. So we welcome you to the show today. Here in Las Vegas, we are under an excessive heat warning, they say. It's 87 degrees right now outside. Now, we're just a little bit after 7 a.m. Pacific time here. It's already 87. No wind, a little bit of a breeze out there. The sun is shining bright, and it is hot out there, and it's going to get up to 112 degrees today here in Las Vegas. So for those of you who are watching and listening to us here in Las Vegas, of course, we have our other platforms, not only the South Point Studios network here at YouTube, but also our anchor radio stations here in Las Vegas, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. If you are listening here in the Las Vegas area, be careful out there, because when we have an excessive heat warning, what happens is a lot of times people will start getting affected by the heat before you actually feel it. In other words, before you start perspiring a lot, etc., you get dehydrated. So make sure that you keep water, a lot of water around. Try to stay out of the sun if you can. And my goodness, the kids and the pets, get them out of the yard and somewhere where they're going to be nice and safe, that's for sure, here in Las Vegas. That is the weather. For the next couple of days, we're going to get up into the hundreds over the weekend, between 105 and 110, maybe 111 there. So we have that excessive heat warning until 9 p.m. on Saturday evening here in Las Vegas. And, of course, we welcome all of the folks there listening on all the other platforms that include our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world. iPhone and Android, you got the apps, the KSHP apps that you can listen to us over the radio signal, and, of course, the YouTube app that you can watch and hear us on the YouTube app at the South Point Studios network feed there. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. So simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the Race Day Show for this almost Friday, Thursday, and the beginning of the Belmont Park, the Belmont Stakes, really, racing festival over the next 4 days will be at Saratoga. Before we get started on the show today to talk about horse racing, it is an important day in history, that's for sure. Today is D-Day. Now, for a lot of people out there, certainly the younger generation, D-Day, they might not really know what it's about, but you and I know what it's about. 80 years ago today, the Allied forces conducted the largest amphibious invasion in history by taking the beach at Normandy, and the biggest pursuit, the biggest conflict of war was taking place there. And today they celebrate that invasion of Normandy on the hallowed ground in France, where a lot of our American troops died and were buried there. And certainly D-Day celebrations and observations mostly around the country. So remember, today is the day that America really took its toll in fighting for freedom on the D-Day invasion 80 years ago today. And a lot of those people, a lot of the men that were invading that day, representing the Allied forces, were just kids, really. They were 18 and 19-year-olds invading, and it was just, it's a sobering fact, and it, if you have an opportunity, take a look at some of the video, I'm sure, on a lot of the cable networks today, that'll show the massive, massive grounds of, and rows and rows and rows of the cemetery plots out at the cemeteries there, of all the people who died on that invasion that day. And 80 years ago, the D-Day invasion. And we take a moment just to think about that. Think about that as you go through your day today, just a little bit. If you see anybody out there that is somebody that has served in our armed forces, just say thank you. That'll be a lot, that's for sure. All right. Along the way, with the big four-day Belmont Stakes Festival going on at Saratoga, which is a high point of racing, there is also a low point of racing that comes this weekend as well, because we have the final days of racing forever at Golden Gate in Northern California. This weekend on Sunday will be the final day of racing at Golden Gate. So I want to take a moment to think about that, that's for sure. And, of course, Santa Anita will be running over the weekend as well with the Hollywood meet. Taking a look at the weather. Now, you know the weather. We told you what the weather is going to be like here in Las Vegas, in case you want to come up and join us for the weekend and play in the races for Saratoga, etc. Today, they say today, on the opening day, this opening day, we have it's going to be 80 degrees today. This is at Saratoga Springs, at Saratoga, 80 degrees. They say it's, now this is the national weather forecast, they say it's 98% chance of rain today, which means it's raining, okay? But you and I both know we got our man Jonathan Hardoon that just blocks away from Saratoga Racecourse. He's going to give us the latest on what the local weather people say about today's weather at Saratoga. But that's the way the national forecast looks. As far as tomorrow, 75 degrees, 43% chance of showers. Saturday, Belmont Stakes Day, 69 degrees, mostly cloudy, and just a 22% chance of rain. That's an adjustment now that they've had on the national weather forecast, just 22 for Saturday. So that front might be moving either faster or slower through the area. We'll wait and see. And, of course, on Sunday, the day after, closing day of the four-day meet there, they go back to 58% chance of AM showers there at Saratoga. We'll wait and see. We'll get the latest from Jonathan Hardoon there as far as the weather is concerned. Yesterday, Penn National canceled after the first race. First race had a long shot in it, but they canceled the rest of the racing at Penn National. They say they have put out that it's in a, they had an equipment failure, but Jonathan Hardoon has another thought about what happened there, and he'll tell us about that too, because he had a friend who had that first race winner at Penn National and was just licking his chops for the pick four, and then they had to cancel the races there, so that was a bad beat. And talking about another bad beat, one of Jonathan's horses yesterday at Churchill Downs that Tyler Gaffleone rode, wow, what a horrible trip that horse had. You would think, if you watch the replay of the horse, who finished, by the way, this horse finished third, Paparina. Paparina finished third, but you got to watch the replay of this race. It was almost comical, and thank goodness that the horse didn't get hurt, the jockey didn't care it hurt or anything else, but this looked like it was a comic bit for horse racing. First of all, he comes out of the gate and gets squeezed by the inside and the outside horse and is pinched back. So now he's running dead last in another zip code behind the field. Then Gaffleone rushes him up so much that he rushed him up behind horses and had to check. So he checked after getting hit at the start. He rushes up and gets checked behind the field trying to make his way through. That was at the half-mile pole. And then he tried to make his way through again for the second time, and at the 3/8 pole almost got dropped again as he checked. Finally, at the top of the stretch, you can see him coming down the inside. Then the horse swerves to the middle of the track. Then he swerves back to the inside. I got to tell you, it was, you got to see this replay. And the horse finished third at that. So talking about crazy races, that's for sure. In any case, Rich Ang gave us a winner yesterday in the final race with Backstretch Rose. Backstretch Rose paid $4.16, bet down from the 6-1 morning line at Churchill. Bet down paid $4.16. That was trained by Kenny McPeak. The late pick five at Churchill, the 50-cent pick five. Here's the prices: $17.42, then $90.30. Then you had $15.76, $9.62, and then the $4.60 winner in the last race. So winning numbers were 6, 8, 1, 6, 8. 50-cent pick five at Churchill yesterday paid $46,486.25. And here's the kicker. The $90 winner in the sixth race had a morning line of 5-1. This horse was morning lined at 5-1 and paid $90 in the win. You talk about an overlay. Wow. That was really something. A lot of stuff going on yesterday at Churchill Downs, that's for sure. All right, on today's show, we got Jonathan Hardoon standing by. John Linda will be with us as well. And Rich Ang, as you know, Jerry Jadkowicz is on sabbatical, but we have Jerry's picks for you. Sent me the sheets, and I'll do a little interpretation of Jerry's picks for you out at Saratoga today. And we've got four stakes races today at Saratoga. We're going to go over that with Jonathan Hardoon when he gets here. And you have a pick six carryover. Remember on the last Sunday at Aqueduct, they canceled the pick six after they took races off the turf after it started. It was a big debacle over there. But it's a $44,200 carryover in the pick six that was left over from Belmont at Aqueduct last Sunday. We will now have that carried over to the opening day today at Saratoga. So you have a pick six carryover, $44,200, and it's a $1 base bet. And just in case you're interested, out of all of this stuff that's happening at Saratoga, all these great racing cards that are coming up, they felt that they didn't want to leave one stone unturned at all to give you the opportunity to bet any pool you want. In addition to win, place, and show, the regular pick fives, the regular pick fours, the regular pick threes, trifectas, exactas, and the superfectas, they will have over Friday and Saturday, the 2 days, tomorrow and Saturday, 13 additional different pools that you can jump into with 2 day pick fours, 2 day pick sixes, 2 day doubles, etc. So you have plenty of opportunities to jump in any pool you want as far as betting is concerned on the next couple of days at Saratoga. All righty, time to go to our first break. And when we come back, we'll give you your racing menu for today. And then get started with Jonathan Hardoon, Rich Eng, and John Lindo, and Jerry J's picks as well. Hey, it's almost Friday, but it's still Thursday. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to get you your racing menu for today. And, of course, we remind you on this racing menu each and every racing day that the first post times we broadcast on the start times, the post times, first post times at these racetracks, are reflective of the Pacific time zone. So, if you're listening here in Las Vegas, these will be the first post times that roll out in our race books right here and the one at South Point right behind us. We are in the Pacific time zone. If you're listening on websites, our race day websites, if you're listening anywhere else on all the different platforms that we deliver so you can get this show around the world, we know you're in different time zones. So whatever time zone you're in, if you're not in Pacific time zone, adjust to the Pacific time zone so you won't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Just in case you want to make a bet, you want to make sure the post times you got it, you don't want to wait there and say, oops, I missed the bet. So that's why we tell you, Pacific times, first post times. All right, then here's the menu of racetracks available today. And we'll start out with Delaware Park. Delaware Park's first post time today for eight races is set at 9:30, Delaware Park today. Then we go to Belterra Park. That's next. Belterra Park has eight races. Their first post time is at 9:35 at Belterra today for their eight race card. Then we go to Belmont Racing Festival at Saratoga. Okay, Saratoga. First post time for the 10 race card today is set at 9:50. 9:50 a.m. is the first post time today at Saratoga. 10 races, 4 stakes races. The Tremont for 2-year-olds at 5.5 furlongs will be the second race on the card. A field of 8 in the race, and the 2-to-1 favorite there is Torchy Rosario riding for Wesley Ward. Then a couple of races later, the fourth race will be the Joyzy Girl Stakes at 6 furlongs for 3-year-old fillies and a field of 8 there. And we don't have any late scratches yet. The field of 8 there. And the 6-to-5 favorite there is Almost Gone Rocket with Flavian Pratt aboard. That's the fourth. And then the next two stakes races will be the final two races on the card. The ninth race is the Astoria for 2-year-old fillies at 5.5 furlongs. And in this race, the 2-to-1 favorite there is Long Neck Paula. John Velasquez riding for Wesley Ward. And then the final race, the $250,000 Grade 2 Belmont Gold Cup at 2 miles on the inner turf course for 4-year-olds and up. And in this race, there is a field of 12, a couple of main track onlys if they switch it to the main track. But of the 12 in the body of the field, the even money favorite is Siskiyou. Siskiyou is the defending champion, having won this race, the same race last year. All right? And just for your edification, this will be one of those pools where this last race, the Belmont Gold Cup, will be a two-day daily double to the New York Stakes tomorrow. All right? They got a mandatory pick five, an extra mandatory pick five in the third race, starts in the third, and then you have your regular pick fives, pick fours, etc. today at Saratoga. First post time for the 10 race card on this first of the Belmont Racing Festival days is set at 9:50, first post at Saratoga today. And again, remember, they got that carryover from the last day at Belmont at Aqueduct, the carryover, $44,200.56 to be exact. Right now, they say it's late rain, 72 degrees there. The track is labeled fast. The turf courses are labeled firm. The Mellon Turf Course will host races 5 and 8. The Inner Turf Course will host races 1 and 10. And that is conditions right now at Saratoga. And there is a mandatory payout today in that middle pick 5 starting in the third race. All right. Then we go to Gulfstream Park next. Gulfstream Park has 8 races today. Their pick 6, their mandatory jackpot pick 6 carryover, $359,332. $359,332 in the Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot carryover today at Gulfstream with a first post time for 8 races set at 9:55. Horseshoe Indianapolis has 9 races. 8 thoroughbreds, the last race will be a quarter horse race. Their first post time at Horseshoe Indianapolis is set at 11:10 there. And then next comes Woodbine, north of the border. Woodbine up in Canada has 8 races. Their first post time is 1:50. They have a pick 6 jackpot carryover of $50,313. They have a super high 5 jackpot carryover of $184,331. 8 races at Woodbine today, first post time 1:50. Then we go to Churchill Downs. Churchill Downs has a pick 6 jackpot carryover, $143,590. They have 8 races today at Churchill and a first post time of 2 p.m. It's that Thursday Twilight card there, 2 p.m. first post at Churchill Pacific Time. Again, jackpot carryover in the pick 6, $143,590. Then we get to Penn National. Hopefully they got whatever that equipment change fixed. We'll wait and get the latest on that. Penn National's first post time for 7 races, 2:45 there. 2:45 first post at Penn National. We got Canterbury Park. 8 races, 6 thoroughbreds, 2 quarter horse races. The quarter horse derby will be the 7th race on the card. The 8th race will be the quarter horse futurity. 8 races, again, first post time Canterbury Park is at 3:10. Then we have Evangeline Downs. They have 8 races. Their first post time is 3:30. Charlestown will kick in with their racing card. Charlestown's first post time with a carryover in the pick 6 jackpot of $26,670 is set at 4 p.m. And that is your racing menu for today. Okay, time to go out to Jonathan Hardoon, standing by at Saratoga. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm trying to get a little frog out of my throat right now, but...
need a timeout?
No. I need a timeout for a minute, but here's the deal. I want you to first explain to me what the equipment failure was at Penn National yesterday from what you heard.
I heard it was a sewer backup or blockage or something. They were forced to cancel the racing. Was funny, somebody texted me that hasn't been doing well lately, and he says, "That's it, I got off. I started with a $49 horse in the pick 4." And then they went and canceled racing on the poor guy.
So let's hope
we got a refund.
Whatever the equipment failure was, let's hope they just clear it up for today's race.
Yes.
Now, give us the latest on the weather there at Saratoga. You are right now blocks from the racetrack. You're at Saratoga Springs, that's where you live. And
yes,
so
I'm less than two miles from the track, looking out the window. It is definitely overcast. There's no sun. But they're saying on the local news that the rain has been backed up till after 6 p.m. tonight. So it looks like they're going to get through the day with no rain. And like we told you yesterday, Ralph, Saturday, the local forecast knocked the rain percentage down to 20%. And finally, the national weather report came out with the same thing today.
All right, so the predictions of the weather, and, you know, they all have the predictions of the weather. There is a front moving through, and the jet stream goes from the west to the east. So now it either got slowed up or it's moving faster or in a different direction, coming across the country, getting close to Saratoga and over Saratoga, as it did when they first predicted it, 4 or 5 days ago. So that's good news then. We may very well get a great racetrack a day for Belmont Stakes Day then.
Yeah, the biggest threat will probably be tomorrow. Tomorrow they're saying that, 40, 50, 60% chance of showers throughout the day, which actually means nothing because sometimes it hits and sometimes it misses. But, usually 60% you have a chance of getting some rain.
And as you say, the way the patterns move across Saratoga in your part of the country, it could be raining on the boulevard in front of the racetrack, and yet after you get on the other side of the grandstand, on the racing side of the racetrack where the horses will race, there may be no rain.
Or vice versa. We've seen it a million times. It rains in crazy places. It rains on one side of the block and then not on the other. So you never know. It's a lot of luck, obviously, involved.
All right, let's take a look at today's racing at Saratoga. First post time, 9:50 in the morning. Of course, and there's 10 races today, 4 stakes races. The Tremont comes up early for 2-year-olds at 5.5 furlongs. It's the second race on the card. There are 8 in the field, and as of right now, I see no late scratches coming across for the races there. So
No late scratches.
All right. Now, the 5-horse, 3 Echoes, had Keith Asmussen named a ride for his father, Steve Asmussen. We know he's not because he's had a bad injury. So there'll be a jockey change there. And Wesley Ward, who is always loaded with 2-year-olds, has the favorite in the race, Touchy, at 2-1 with Joel Rosario aboard. So how do you see this race coming?
Well, the whisper on the backstretch, and we've been hearing about this horse for the last week, is that Touchy's one of Wesley Ward's best 2-year-olds this year. Supposedly, he's going to dominate, and, it's Wesley Ward, always dangerous, will be a short price, but he's supposed to be the real deal.
And, of course, 5.5 furlongs on the main track for that one. Touchy, of course, Wesley Ward and Joel Rosario. That's a potent team, that's for sure. But if we had to use an exacta, can we find anything out there that might be a price to put them with?
The problem is, Ralph, 5 of the 8 horses are first-time starters. So, you're probably better off taking the double route or pick 3s or something and just singling him if you find a horse in the first or third, as opposed to trying to find an exacta.
Yeah, I can tell you this. The first race is an overflow field there for sure. There's going to get some AE scratched in the first race. But that is a wide-open affair on the inner turf course, and that is the start of the pick 5. So if you can nab that, you can get pretty deep in that and single Ward and Rosario in the second, and then all you have to do is concentrate on the third, fourth, and fifth, and the third and fourth races have a field of 9 and a field of 8 before any scratches. That fourth race will be the second of the 4 stakes races today. That is the Jersey Girl at 6 furlongs for 3-year-old fillies, and it's a field of 8 there. And the favorite at 6-5 is Almost Gone Rocket with Flavian Pratt aboard. Can we beat this favorite?
Well, this is the Brad Cox horse, and she's doing very well, and she's certainly the horse to beat. But a horse that I'm a little interested in at somewhat of a price is the 2, Roman Grace, a 3-year-old filly from the Todd Pletcher barn. Irod Ortiz aboard to ride. She's listed at 5-1. If you're going to try to beat the 5, Almost Gone Rocket, who will probably be odds on here, I would take a shot with the 2, Roman Grace, or you could double the ticket and use both of them.
All right, and I think that John Velasquez has a little look with a 6-1 shot in here. Manama Gold is a horse that is intriguing as well in that fourth race.
First off of Pletcher and first start in this country for Mamana Gold.
Yeah. So we'll see. I understand the workouts are pretty good on that horse. All right, now we move all the way to the last two races, the ninth and tenth races there. The ninth race is the Astoria for two-year-old fillies at 5.5 furlongs. It's the counterpart of the Tremont that goes earlier in the day. Nine are entered in that race before any scratches. This looks like a little bit more of a competitive race than the Tremont does. The 2-1 favorite there is Long Neck Paula, John Velasquez aboard, and again, Wesley Ward, the trainer there. But there does look like there could be other horses that have just as much potential as that favorite.
Yeah, take nothing away from Long Neck Paula. She ran super in her first start for Wesley Ward, and he usually sends him out ready to run. But the horse I was interested in was the 8 horse, the Queen's MG. This horse ran very well first time out. She was privately purchased after that race by the Safi Joseph people. So it's first time for Safi Joseph. Irod Ortiz takes the mount. You're getting 6-1 on the morning line. I think the 8, the Queen's MG, has a chance of upsetting in the 112th running of the Astoria.
All righty. And that, of course, you're looking at Irod in the Jersey Girl and the Astoria to get wins there. And we know that he sometimes gets multiple wins, multiple stakes wins on big days, that's for sure. The 10th and final race is a goodie. It's the $250,000 Grade 2 Belmont Gold Cup for 4-year-olds and up at 2 miles on the inner turf course. Now, there's an overflow field in this. 13 and 14 are in this race for main track only. So unless they switch it to the main track, if the rain comes really bad and they can't run it, then they'll get in. But number 12, Siskiny, is even money with William Buick aboard. We know the connections there. And this horse won this same race last year, so he's defending. He's going for his second Belmont Gold Cup win and a repeat here in this race. It's 2 miles, which means the 12th post shouldn't be as drastic a draw as it might be in other distances. But how do you see this race?
Well, it's a full field, Ralph. It's a 2-mile race. They never run this race. When do you ever see 2-mile races? So really, it's a matter of being able to handle the distance or not being able to handle the distance. While Siskiny won this race last year, and it's Charles Appleby and William Buick, and everybody knows about them, all they do is ship in and win. Mm-hmm. There's a horse that I'm interested in, the number 5 horse starting over, a 7-year-old gelding from the Mike Makerbaum with Manny Franco. This horse is a marathon horse. He could run all day long. So, listen, at 9-2 compared to 3-5, which Siskiny is going to be, I would take a shot with the 5 starting over. Right. By the way, Ralph, this is the first of the two-day double, $5 minimum bet, and it's also leg A of the two-day pick 4, which is a $2 minimum. So they took away the dollar doubles. They took away the 50-cent pick 4s. It's ridiculous. I have no idea why they're doing this, but that's what they did, and I don't like it, and I'm sure a lot of people don't like it.
Well, I know you did some research on the extra pools that will be available over the next couple of days, and you sent me an email that said there's going to be 13 separate pool wagers in total. There are 5 multi-day daily doubles and 1 same-day daily double on Saturday for a total of 6 doubles and the $5 base bet on those. You got a two-day, $2 pick 4, which we'll cover today and tomorrow. You got a two-day all-turf pick 5, and we don't know if they're going to stay on the turf
or not.
How
can you bet that without knowing the weather situation?
Yeah, I know. You know.
They're asking people to make that bet, and they could become all races. They're not going to get any money in that pool.
But yeah, it's the two-day all-turf pick 5 covering today and tomorrow. And then you got the two-day pick 6. That covers today and tomorrow, separate of the pick 6 that has a carryover today, correct?
Exactly. And again, some of these two-day bets are $5 minimums. The doubles are $5 minimums. You know, I don't get it. I'm totally against these two-day bets, and certainly with the raising the minimum, you know, people aren't going to be happy. What's the point? Avoid them and make a point. Don't bet them, and they'll see they won't do them anymore because we don't need 14 two-day bets. So that's just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, there are other pools out of the 13 different additional pools that are normally out there. there are a couple that are $3 and $2 base, but the, most of them are $5 base bets. And I got to tell you, I'm just, you know, my bankroll can get me through one day of pick fours and pick fives without waiting for 2 days to find out what's going on. That's for sure. But hey, they're offering them out there. You can make the bet or not. That's for sure. They're giving everybody an opportunity to make bets. But after you've paid your way in to park your car, after you paid your way to get in the track, after you paid your way for a seat and maybe something to eat and a drink, I doubt if you'll have any money left to be playing those extra pools.
I mean, they're doing everything to keep people away from the races, which is not a good idea.
Well, the normal Joe they are, that's for sure. But listen,
yes, isn't that game, shouldn't that game really be catering to the
absolutely.
Normal Joe?
I'm all for you,
pal. All year long, Ralph. Every day, it's the normal Joe that keeps the game going. Not these fancy days and everybody with the hats and prim and proper and everything else.
Yeah, but, you know,
I want the regular Joe. I'm a regular Joe guy.
Yeah, but you do understand that I wasn't arguing with you. I'm for with
no,
that
100%. No, I know that.
Yeah. And the reason why I'm for that 100% is because I'm a normal Joe. And by the way, the folks here at the South Point take care of the normal Joes, because here – you can park your car in the parking lot for free. You walk in the door for free. You get a nice seat in the book for free. And the drinks and the food are not going to cripple you. You just go to the window and make your bets and enjoy yourself with a whole bunch of regular Joes. So come on out here to the South Point and enjoy yourself. All right, time to get let's get a winner here. I guess was my description of the horse yesterday that you gave out pretty good?
You didn't serve justice. That's how bad it was, Ralph. It was even worse than you described.
Oh,
I can't believe a horse. I can't remember a horse getting a trip like that at 6 or 7 to 1. That's the sad part, because he was really well meant, and you can't run better than he did with everything that happened to him.
And the 4-5 favorite got beat by another horse, so you know that.
Yeah.
And this horse managed to finish third in the race that, with all the comical things that happened to him. You got to think that on the square, he probably would have won the race easily, that's for sure. But that's the water under the bridge. That was yesterday. Everybody's got a bad beat out there. Let's get started with some picks today.
All right, let's go to a Saratoga at Belmont, or Belmont at Saratoga, and look at the 8th race today. And I like the number 7 horse in here, All Good Here, a 4-year-old gelding from the Christopher Clement barn. Makes his first start as a 4-year-old, first start as a gelding, gets Joel Rosario today, number 7. All Good Here wins today's 8th race out at Saratoga, or Belmont at Saratoga.
Just bet it. Bet the New York track, you'll be safe. 8th race,
exactly.
Number 7, All Good Here. Let's hope he gets an All Good Here trip in the 8th race, the 7 horse at Saratoga. And I would imagine you got one maybe at Churchill?
Yeah, we do. The 8th race today at Churchill. By the way, they have a night card. I'm sure you said that in the menu when you were doing it. Anyway, 8th race today. I like the number 7 horse in here, Tiger's Legacy. This horse tried the dirt 2 starts back, and both of his, after running on Tapita and on turf, either one of his last 2 dirt races win this race and win it easily. He's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. Jose Ortiz aboard to ride for Christopher Davis. Number 7, Tiger's Legacy, wins today's 8th race out at Churchill Downs.
All right, Churchill Downs, 8th race. The 7 is the play. The 7 in the 8th race at Churchill. We did get just across our ticker now. We have the late scratches at Saratoga. And let's see, the horse you gave out, 8th race. The 8th race is still clear. The only scratch in the 8th race is the 4 horse in that one. And as far as the stakes races are concerned, the 10th race, the Belmont Gold Cup, scratch number 5, starting over the 8 Sports Edition and the 13 Costa Terra. 5, 8, and 13 are out of that 10th race. So for the most part, we're looking pretty good across the board there. First race.
Actually, the 5 was the horse that I liked, so he's gone.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that makes,
Starting over is scratched in that race. All right, thanks a lot, Jonathan. Appreciate that. And it's just starting. We got more races to cover tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday, that's for sure. Keep the rain away, my man.
Yeah, let's hope the rain dances all around, but not here.
Real quick, you got 3 sheets today, full sheets, Churchill, and of course, Gulfstream, and of course, Saratoga, that's for sure. Thanks, Jonathan.
Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, we're coming up next with Rich Yang, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
On Race Day Las Vegas, I want to give you a couple of important scratches in the stakes races. In the Jersey Girl, the fourth race on the card at Saratoga, we're going to scratch number 2, Roman Grace, the 5-1 third choice in the race. Number 2, Roman Grace is out, and so is the 7, Moonlit Lady. So the 2 and the 7 are out of the Jersey Girl, the fourth race. And then we go to the Astoria, the ninth race on the card. An important scratch here. The favorite, morning line favorite in the race, the Wesley Ward trainee, Long Neck Paula, has been scratched. Scratched the 9, Long Neck Paula, and the 6, Baytown Cleopatra, which was a big long shot. So in the ninth race, scratched 6 and 9. And, of course, in the Belmont Gold Cup, in addition to the 5 starting over being scratched, scratched the 8, Sports Editor, and the 13, Costa Terra. The 14, Day Vernon, gets in the race. Of course, it was main track only, but is not a late scratch as of yet. But two late scratches in the big the races, of course, is Roman Grace in the Jersey Girl and Moonlight Lady in the Jersey Girl, and, of course, the morning line favorite, Long Neck Paula, and Baytown Cleopatra in the Astoria. All right, let's go to Rich Eng standing by right now. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
All right. Well, you've got your Belmont Stakes Day big, handicapping stuff done, and it's at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites right now, right?
Yeah, I finished up Wednesday morning and got it out to people who pre-purchased it already, and I know I sent you a copy, but it's 7 pages long, basically about a half a page each race, and it's a fantastic card, to say the least, and I have a lot of repeat business, people who bought the Derby report and the Preakness report. So I think that kind of sells itself when customers come back and want some more.
Sure. Opening day and the NBA Finals, a thought about first game.
Well, the Celtics are favored in game one tonight by 6.5 points. Uh-huh. All my future book bets, in all candor, are dead. I don't have either team in the future book. But, I guess I'd be tempted to take Dallas minus 6.5, but, it's not a strong play. I'm just leaning on the two guards, Luka Doncic and Irving. And the fact that both teams have had a week off, which is good for healing all the bumps and bruises. So sure. I think both teams are going to be pretty healthy, all things considered, at this point in the season going into this series.
All right. You got a pick for us today? You're on a streak, man. You gave us a nice winner yesterday. You got bet down, but it was a winner in the last race at Churchill.
Yeah, I was really shocked. I gave out a horse that was 6-1 in the morning line last night. And you know, the horse opened up at 2-1. I said, okay. But then, you know, right before the gates open, the horse gets bet down even money. They wouldn't let the horse up for oxygen, Ralph. But he got the job done. A winner's a winner. And sure. I wish the horse had paid more. I apologize for that, but it was out of my control.
Yeah, well, don't bet that much money. That's all. Give us a chance to make some money.
You know, man, we got great race day listeners out there. That's for sure.
All right, what do we got?
Saratoga Race 3, 7 furlongs, New York bred allowance. Let's go with the number 7, Land D'Oro, 4-1 in the morning line with Joel Rosario. He takes over this mount for Christophe Clement. This horse is bred by Medaglia D'Oro, so this is actually meant to be a two-turn horse, cutting back in distance today. I think this horse is going to motor on late. Let's go with the 7, Land D'Oro, in the third.
All right, third race in the Saratoga today, the 7, Land D'Oro, the 7 in the third race, Rich Ang's selection. Don't forget, he will have Santa Anita selections tomorrow when it pops up as well. And we'll wait and see if Dallas can, get the first blow here in the NBA Finals. Thanks a lot, Richie. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up with Jerry Jackowicz picks and John Lendo as well. Don't go away. Our final segment.
Next. South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Let me give you Jerry Jackowicz picks. Remember, he's on a sabbatical, but his power pages for Saratoga available right now at his website. He has two plays, as I interpret them, and here they are. In the seventh race at Saratoga, Jerry's pick is the 7 Ways and Means. Big favorite. It's 2-5 on the morning line, but a lot of good long shots in there to make an exacta, try to turn chicken feathers into chicken soup. The 7 over the 3, that says 15-1. The 6, that is 10-1. And the 10, that's 30-1. So you've got the 7 over 3, 6, and 10 in that race, the prohibitive favorite there. Then we go to the 10th and final race, which is the Belmont Gold Cup. In that race, he does like the favorite again, Siskiyou, the 12. The 12, link-ups again, will give you some prices. The 1, 2, and 6. The 1 at 8-1, the 2 at 30-1, and the 6 at 15-1 on the morning line. So you've got the 12 over 1, 2, 6 as the second selection there. Favorites to go with some long shots in your exotics there. Jerry J's picks for today. Now let's get out to Mr. John Lendo standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing fine, my man. Yeah, we know the weather here is hot, and we can see in the window behind you that it looks like a pretty darn good day in Southern California, too.
Yeah, it'll be nice today. Well, I'm down here by the beach. They're going to say a high here of 70, but it's going to be pretty warm up there in Arcadia. But we'll worry about that tomorrow when we get back to racing in Santa Anita.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm sure you took a glance at Saratoga today, because John Lendo's Lendo Report covering all the races today at Saratoga is available right now here in Las Vegas, only in one place, the South Point Racebook, free of charge here. And, of course, it's complimentary here at the South Point Book, today's Lendo Report at Saratoga. You can get it only here in Las Vegas at the South Point Racebook, because they love horse players here, simply that. You took a look at the races at Saratoga. I know that I went over the 4 stakes races with Jonathan. We could do it real quick, maybe 30 seconds a shot. What do you think of the Tremont?
Well, number 7, Touchy, is supposed to be Wesley Ward's best 2-year-old. And, you know, given what we've seen from his 2-year-olds already this year, that says a lot. I've watched the works on videos. He is not extremely quick out of the gate, so it's possible he could get out run a little bit early. But I think this is a pretty nice horse, a big strapping 2-year-old. I think he's going to run a big one.
Okay, and then the next one would be the Jersey Girl. The Jersey Girl has three scratches. Three scratches. The 1, the 2, and the 7 out of that race. The big favorite there is Almost Gone Rocket.
Yeah, and the scratches help the favorite, unfortunately. Almost Gone Rocket will be either on or pressing the pace. She has a pace advantage over the rest of the field now as it stands. Manama Gold is the filly that won the UAE Oaks and was brought to Todd Pletcher. They were trying to get her to the Kentucky Oaks. It didn't work. And I think she wants to cut back in distance, although the 6 furlongs is a lot different than a mile and eighth. Mm-hmm. But Almost Gone Rock at a single for me in the early pick 5 in the rolling bets.
All right, last two races at Saratoga are the stakes races. The Astoria got a big scratch when Wesley Ward's morning line favorite, Long Neck Paula, was scratched, along with the 6 Baytown Cleopatra, who was a big long shot. So now what do we do?
Yeah, it changes the race quite a bit, especially from a pace standpoint. I'm going to lean a little bit toward West Memorial, who is going to be coming from off the pace, but she can pass horses. She'll like the 5.5. The further they go, the better she's going to be. But there is some speed in the race still with number 8, the Queen's MG, and number 3, French Horn. I think she sits off of those two, and based on her experience and having a couple of races already, West Memorial, I think, was 4-1 on the program. I'm going to guess more like 3-1 after the scratch of Long Neck Paula, but I like her today in the Astoria.
And, of course, the Belmont Gold Cup, the last race of 2 miles on the turf. And, of course, one of the scratches, the horse that was the second favorite on the morning line at 9-2, that's starting over a scratch. But the big even money favorite is the defender there, Siskiny.
Right. The turf marathon horses in the United States have been very, very modest for a number of years, and I think it's a big advantage for Siskiny. He's the defending champ. He didn't draw a good post in 12. He moves in a couple of spots with the scratches. It's up to William Buick to work out a trip. I think he will. And the 2 miles is going to hit him right between the eyes. He's definitely the horse to beat. Three U.S. horses that may like this 2 mile distance. Number 1, Limited Liability, a good post and kind of a grinder that'll save ground all the way. Number 6, Champagne Juan, he gets better as the distances increase. He ought to love the distance. And the Grey Wizard, who was the runner-up in this race last year. And Ralph, the guys back in New York tell me that turf course is pretty firm. Did not get very much rain at all last night, and it's been warm there the last few days. So it's pretty tight right now. I wouldn't be surprised to see some fast times on that turf course.
Okay, so we're going to take the 12 over the 1 and the 11, right?
Yeah, the 12 over the 1 and the 11 for me.
Okay, you got it. And don't forget, the Linda Report will be doing double duty for the rest of this weekend. You'll have Santa Anita and Saratoga tomorrow. Ditto on Saturday on Big Belmont Stakes Day. And, of course, on Sunday, closing day at Saratoga, you'll have the 2 full sheets, the Santa Anita and the Saratoga Linda Reports, right here, free of charge, only here in Las Vegas at the South Point. Got a pick today, buddy?
Let's go to race number 3. I'll take on Rich Ang in the 3rd race. Number 4, Toscano, was very game beating Open Maidens at Hawthorne last time. Comes to New York to face New York Breds, gets our Rad Ortiz, has good tactical speed in here, and 8-1 is just too big a price. This is a horse that I think is better than it looks on paper. He'll have to improve today, but I think he can. I think he'll like 7 furlongs. 8-1 on the program. Number 4, Toscano, race number 3. At Saratoga.
All right, 3rd race. You like the 3, the 4 Toscano. 3rd race, number 4 Toscano with IRAD at 8-1. That's ambitious, there, isn't it? And of course, the 7 is Rich Ang's play. So you gave me a Sirocco play on the final seconds of the show. We have in the 3rd race the Sirocco play will be the box, the exact box of 4774. John Lendo's pick is the 4 in the race. Got to tell you, John, if you're playing exacta boxes. With the morning line suggestions here, I wouldn't mind Toscano beating Land Dior if you're going to use an exacta, Sirocco exacta box, that's for sure. Again, the Linda Report, right now available for today at Saratoga here at the South Point, free of charge. Going to be a great race day, a racing day at Saratoga, that's for sure. And I think we're going to get a break with the earlier predictions of the rain and everything going through Saratoga, John.
Yeah, and as far as those day-to-day bets, Ralph, I'm not going to play those with the weather in question. Mm-hmm. We saw what happened and why there's a pick 6 carryover today. I'm not going to play those rolling bets, find out it rained tonight, some races are off the grass tomorrow. There's enough options for the horse player to avoid those kind of things today.
I think you're absolutely right, John. It's really it's going to be a crapshoot to find out, number 1, what the racing conditions are going to be tomorrow, let alone trying to link up day over day bets, that's for sure. But plenty of bets today with a carryover in the pick six as well. And, John, we got one more thing to say, so you say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.
Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.